Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park as two California League North Division foes battle it out. It's the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and your Colorado Rockies. Warrior Grizzlies, a big win last night. They are now 53-34 overall, a 17-4 record in the second half. That 17-4 record is the best in minor league baseball. They have a 5-game lead overall against San Jose. They lead Modesto, San Jose, and Stockton by 9 games in the second half. The Grizzlies trying to clinch a playoff berth as they continue on this 2023 season. While Modesto, after last night's loss, they dropped to 42-45 overall. They are 8-13 in the second half. Modesto, 11 games back of Fresno in the overall standings. They are 9 games back of the Grizzlies in the second half. Modesto has lost 2 of the first 3 games in this series. And last night, the Grizzlies survived Modesto 5-4. Fresno has won 7 of their last 8 games against Modesto, have taken 2 of the first 3 games in this series. The Grizzlies improved to a minor league best 17-4 in the second half, 20-5 in their last 25 games, and 30-8 in their last 38 contests. The Grizzlies also 12-3 in July. They are 34-5 when scoring first. The Grizzlies also 18-11 in one-run games. Fresno scored 4 runs in the first inning, but then the birthday boy, Gene Perez, a big home run. That was in the 7th inning, and at that point, the Grizzlies had a lead that they would never relinquish. Despite Modesto, a trying effort in the 9th inning off of closer Zach Agnos, the Grizzlies survived. A great outing from starter Connor Stain. Stain, 5 innings of 1-run ball. He struck out 4, allowed only 2 hits and 1 walk, and his 6th win of the season. Sergio Sanchez picked up the save for the Grizzlies. A big game as well for Andy Perez, who has a hit in 16 of his last 17 games. So that brings us to tonight now for game 4 of 6, and the Nuts give the ball to right-hander Shaden Peavyhouse, the product of North Carolina, a 5-4 record, a 5.36 ERA. Peavyhouse gets the ball his 3rd time facing the Grizzlies this season. On the other side, Fresno gives the ball to left-hander Caleb Franzen. The southpaw out of the University of Portland makes the start tonight. This is his 3rd appearance against Modesto. This year, 15 appearances, 14 starts for the left-hander in Franzen, a 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA. So we have a great pitching matchup in game 4 of 6 between the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and the Colorado Rockies. It's the visiting Modesto Nuts and your Fresno Grizzlies. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Nuts right-handed pitcher Tyler Cleveland, who had a great outing the other night against Fresno. But Tyler Cleveland, a sidearmer that starts, a little bit of a unique scenario, and we talked all about him becoming a sidearm pitcher. We also talked about his time going to Sheridan High School in Arkansas and then going to play at Central Arkansas before joining the Seattle Mariners organization. Our pregame guest is right-hander Tyler Cleveland. We come back right after this. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chancey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. Of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanceyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Interview with Nuts right-handed pitcher Tyler Cleveland in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Modesto Nuts, right-hand pitcher Tyler Cleveland. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
So first question I have for you. So you grew up in Arkansas. Talk about a little bit of your upbringing, and then where did your love for baseball start?
Yeah, so been in Arkansas my whole life. Upbringing of baseball, really when it started to hit me that I love baseball is when I was 10 years old. Grateful enough to play on a really good travel baseball team when we were 10. We traveled across the country, and that's kind of where I learned how to play baseball at a high level. Travel played a lot of guys that are in professional baseball now. And that's kind of where it started.
Did you have a favorite player that you looked up to growing up?
I was a really big Braves and Royals fan growing up. When I was like 9 years old, I could read off the Braves team from back in the day when there was like Chipper Jones, Edgar Entry, all those guys. And then my family, we grew up going to Royals games, so kind of had a love just for teams, not necessarily a player.
Then you went to Sheridan High School as well, too. You guys were state champions. You were an MVP in high school as well, too. How dominant was that Sheridan High School team?
We were really good. I think we, the 2017 team, we were 33-5, I think. Played a couple out-of-state teams. We were really good. A lot of guys played Division I baseball. It was a really good team. We were a really old team and a lot of guys that knew how to play baseball at a high level, and it translated into it.
And let's talk about the next level for college as well. Central Arkansas, but what made the decision to go there?
Yeah, so they were on me pretty early. Coach Gum, who recruited me, was a coach at Sheridan High School at one point, so there was a connection there. I was 6'1", 135 pounds, long, lanky kid that just could throw a baseball, and they were on me. Didn't have many offers after that. Had a couple of JUCO interests, but other than that, that was kind of the spot. But I loved the spot. I loved Conway, the travel ball team that I played with when I was 10. We were from Conway, so I knew the area, and it just felt like a good spot.
Yeah, and you actually had a really good college career as well, too. But you're a sidearmer. Now, there's always a fun story when people become sidearmers. It's unorthodox. So when did you become a sidearmer?
Yeah, so when I went in my freshman year, I redshirted, had a little shoulder impingement, lost velo when that happened, went into my sophomore year, which was the COVID year 2020, and I lost control, I lost velo, we got to figure something out because I had the talent still. And I played shortstop growing up, and I used to throw from different arm angles, and so they dropped me down, I threw a bullpen, I wasn't as low as I am now, COVID happened, and then I went and played summer ball, and that was the best thing that happened for me in my career because I was able to just work on it for the next season. And went to St. Louis, dropped down, pitched really well there, pitched against some big leaguers now like Jake Berger with the White Sox organization, pitched against him, and it kind of just took off from there.
Yeah, can you talk about kind of the workouts you might have to do as a sidearmer? I always talk about you have to work on your core, you have to, you know, because you're at a different arm slot, maybe your workouts in the weight room's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's not too much different. The biggest thing with me was being able to make sure my body was ready to take that load. It was a lot more on my lower back, kind of my exterior hips. Kind of took a blow, so I just got to really work on being powerful rotation and doing a lot of mobility to make sure my body's ready for it.
And last year in college, you actually were a closer. You had a lot of saves as well, too. But then you were drafted into professional baseball where you've become a starter. How weird is that for you?
Yeah. So I was a closer in 2021. I made one spot start, ended up throwing a complete game in that spot. I was a starter my whole life before that. So I had starter experience. I'm just different. Like, I had the starter background growing up, dropped down. You don't see a lot of sidearm guys turn into starters. Now, long term, I don't know what the plan is, but it was just something that fit. We needed a starter spot, and I've kind of been flourishing in that role.
Yeah, and then let's talk about when you were drafted by the Seattle Mariners. Where were you when you found out?
I was at home. Didn't want to think about it too much. As it led up to it, I just wanted to think if it happens, it happens. I was at home. My parents were at work. My fiance was at school. So it was kind of just take it in. And then I was just sitting down. My agent called me. It was like, hey, Seattle's taking you right here. I turned it on and it happened. So it was a cool deal.
So now the development of the Mariners organization, you've seen guys jump quickly to the big leagues too, so you're in a great system as well. But how have you enjoyed your time with Modesto this season?
Yeah, I've loved it. It's been a lot of development. I've learned a whole lot about just how to maximize my strengths as a Southern pitcher. I've done a good job in this role, or the coaches have done a good job showing me, like, where I need to be compared to where I was, and, like, just showing the improvement day by day of what I'm doing. But this organization's been great. It's built for sidearm guys and guys who throw the frisbee slider and stuff like that. So they're big on just being unique and different in your role, and so it looks like a good spot for me.
What's your future goals? And hopefully it's to get to the big leagues, right?
Yeah, getting to the big leagues is for sure. I'm from Little Rock, so I've always said a big goal of mine is the Double-A teams in Arkansas. It's like 15 minutes from my house. So the day I pitch in Double-A will be a cool deal for me. But, you know, just it's easy to get to looking ahead, but, you know, you got to step back and just realize that you can't control promotions or whatever. You just got to show up each day and do it.
Well, you've had a great season so far. Tyler, thanks for joining me on the pregame.
Thank you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Friday Night Baseball is the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Colorado Rockies get ready for battle in a California League North Division matchup. The Grizzlies, winners of the first 2 of 3 in this series, Fresno, 17-4 in the second half. That is the best record in minor league baseball. And we just had our keys to the game. Tonight's keys to the game, you get a hit and you get a hit. It's 80s night, as a reference right there to the Oprah Winfrey Show. The Grizzlies 33-5 when they have 10 or more hits. Walk man. The Grizzlies need to draw some walks against Chad and Peavy House and the Modesto bullpen. And key number 3, rock and roll with Franzen. Caleb Franzen needs to go at least 5 innings and strike out 5 batters. And I hope we have a groovy night here at Chuck Chansey Park. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Modesto Nuts. Modesto comes in with a record of 42-45. They sit in third place in the California League North Division overall standings, 11 games back of your Fresno Grizzlies. They are 8-13 in the second half. That is tied for second place in the California League North Division, 9 games back of Fresno. Under first-year manager Zach Vincy, here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing right field, number 15, Bill Knight. Batting second at shortstop, number 19, Josh Hood. Batting third in left field, number 8, Colin Davis. Batting fourth at first base, number 12, Gabe Moncada. Batting fifth at third base, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 10, Tatum Levins. Batting seventh at DH, number 2, Justin Levy. Batting eighth will be the second baseman, number 44, Brett Rodriguez. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 23, Curtis Washington Jr. And on the bump for the Modesto Nuts is the right-hander, number 40, Shaden Peavy House. A 5-4 record, a 5.36 ERA. So once again, under manager Zach Vincy for Modesto, the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, it'll be Knight, Hood, Davis, Moncada, Milcar Perez, Levins, Levy, Brett Rodriguez, and Washington Jr., Peavy House on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. 53-34 overall, the best record in the California League North Division. 17-4 in the second half, the best record in minor league baseball in that stretch. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting second, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting third at first base, number 3, Brian Betancourt. Batting fourth at DH, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth at third base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth in center field, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh in left field, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting eighth in right field, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 26, Caleb Franzen. A 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA. So once again, under manager Steve Solis, the proud single affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, your Fresno Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup will be Jorge Huff Betancourt, Baylor Andy Perez Bugarin, Amaral Andrews Jr., Gene Perez, Franzen on the bump. Our umpires this evening behind the plate is Nate Hall. Over on the bases is David Sabal. The Grizzlies, they're in their beige unis with the white caps, the red bill, with the California Bear flag on top of that white cap as well. Fresno right across the front in those beige jerseys. On the other side, Modesto, they're wearing their black uniforms once again. Modesto right across the front. They have the black numbers in the front and the gold numbers in the back. They have their black caps with the red bill and the Modesto Nuts logo on top of that black cap as these two teams get set for first pitch. We come back, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Oh, yeah.
a great national anthem to get us set for Friday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 4 of 6 between the visiting Modesto Nuts and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, winners of two of the last three in this series, 17-4 in the second half, as the Grizzlies, they have the best second-half record in minor league baseball. As Caleb Franzen gets ready on the bump, so it'll be Franzen taking on Bill Knight, Josh Hood, and Colin Davis to lead things off. Caleb Franzen, a 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA. As the left-hander from Portland will take on a very dangerous Modesto lineup. Glad you could join us. A beautiful night here at Chuck Chansey Park. A little warm, but the fans are ready to go for 80s night. We also have some post-game fireworks presented by Hotel Piccadilly. As Caleb Franzen finishing up his warm-up pitches, as there's the ball thrown down right there as we get set for first pitch. Our home plate umpire is Nate Hall. Over on the bases is David Sabal. The Grizzlies in the beige unis, the Modesto Nuts in the black unis, as we get set for first pitch. Caleb Franzen from the full windup. Here comes the first pitch from the lefty, and it's a pop-up high in the air. Second baseman Gene Perez going out to right field, and now the right fielder Andrews Jr. is there, and he will make the play. One pitch, one out, and we are underway here at Chuck Chansey Park. 103 degrees at first pitch, partly cloudy skies, 11 mile-per-hour winds out to right field. First pitch tonight at 7:11 p.m. As here comes Josh Hood, and the first pitch is a called strike from Franzen, the count at 0-1. Josh Hood has had himself a series, multi-hits in all three games. He's got seven total in the three games, as that's another called strike, the count at 0-2. Hood last night had a solo home run. He's also tripled, doubled, a couple RBIs in each game as well, batting second tonight at shortstop, one of the top prospects in the Mariners system. Here comes the 0-2 from Franzen, and the dirt good stop there from Cody Huff, the count at 1-2. Josh Hood batting .265, 7 homers, 40 RBI, a .749 OPS. Yes, here comes the 1-2 from Franzen, line foul, and we'll do it again with the same count. As Caleb Franzen gets the ball, the left-hander wears number 26 on the back of his beige jersey. A 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA for Franzen. Here comes the 1-2, and that's a foul ball to the right side and out of play. Franzen is making his 15th appearance this season, his 14th start. His lone relief outing came against these Modesto Nuts. That was back on May 16th, as that's a line drive to left field and a base hit once again for Josh Hood, who continues to pound the baseball. So a one-out single as Amaral throws it in. So runner at first with one out, and here comes the left fielder in Colin Davis. Davis also a solo homer last night, batting .250. 10 homers, 33 RBI, .776 OPS. Against Caleb Franzen, making his third appearance, second start against Modesto, as there'll be a check on Hood. He's back safely. As Brian Betancourt applying the tag there. Franzen against these Modesto Nuts, an 0-1 record, a 12.16 ERA. As here's the pitch and a ground ball, and they're going to say it's fair. No real running out of the box initially for Davis. Up to second goes Hood. It goes 5-3 on the putout as Andy Perez makes the play over to the first baseman in Betancourt. So two outs now. Perez charging on that play on the third base side. And initially calling Davis out of the box, thought it was maybe could have been a foul ball where that ball first initially bounced. Instead, now two outs, runner at second for Gabe Moncada. Moncada batting .253, 8 homers, 38 RBIs, a .768 OPS. As here comes the pitch from Caleb Franzen. And Moncada swing and a miss on a good fastball in the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Moncada, really good swing, very pretty. As here comes the 0-1 from Caleb Franzen. And that's a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-2. Franzen, three pitches, fastball, slider, change. That fastball has looked good so far tonight. That last one at 92 miles per hour. Here comes the 0-2. And a little foul ball to the left side. And the count remains at 0-2. Franzen, a good slider, good changeup as well. The fastball, a little bit of movement on it as well. You see a little bit of sinking sometimes, a little bit of some cutting action as well. As Franzen looks to get Moncada, here comes the 0-2 from the lefty. And that is called strike three on the outside part of the plate. And Franzen out of the inning unscathed. We had the bomb in the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FraserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Tansy Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Tansy Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, Grizzlies coming up to bat as they are tied at zero with the Modesto Nuts. Dion Jorge will lead things off against Shaden Peavy House, the right-hander, a 5-4 record, a 5.36 ERA. As he takes on Dion Jorge. Peavy House from the full windup. Here comes the pitch. And it's outside. The count at 1-0 to Dion Jorge. Jorge's had a great season, batting .340 over 12 games with Fresno. No homers, 6 RBI. Here's the 1-0, and a good fastball on the outside part of the plate. The count at 1-1. Jorge has a base hit in 10 of his 12 games, but has reached base successfully in all 12. As here's the 1-1 and a chopper down the right field line, and that's a fair ball! That was right to the left of the first base bag, now towards the Grizzlies bullpen, and a leadoff double for Dion Jorge. So just like that, Jorge starts this game with a double. First hit for Fresno. And they're in scoring position early as Cody Huff will stride to the plate. A high chopper down the right field line that barely snuck on the left side of the first base bag. And then it carried over to foul territory near that Grizzlies bullpen. It was the right call as the home plate umpire Nate Hall making it. As here's Cody Huff batting .249. Here's the first pitch to Huff, and that is a called strike on the inner half of the plate. The count at 0-1. Three homers, 23 RBI. A 680 OPS for Cody Huff. As he takes on Shaden Peavyhouse. Here comes the 0-1 from Peavyhouse. And that is fouled off by Huff. And the count now at 0-2 as Huff spoils that pitch. Shaden Peavyhouse is appearing in his 18th game this season. A 5-4 record, a 5.36 ERA. All starts for the 24-year-old. It's down now 0-2. Runner at second is Jorge. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first. As Huff, little tinker up the middle, a base hit. That finds center field as Jorge will go to third. Jorge had a pause initially, making sure that ball was not made by either the middle infielders. And Huff has a see-me single up the middle. So Huff to first, Jorge to third, no outs, as here comes the first baseman, Brian Betancourt. And the Grizzlies last night scored 4 runs in the first, and I wonder if they're back to their old antics here tonight. As Brian Betancourt strides to the plate, batting 241, 1 homer, 36 RBI. Here comes the pitch from Peavyhouse, and that is fouled off to the left side and out of play. The count at 0-1. So Huff the runner at first, Jorge the runner at third. Jorge a leadoff double, and then Cody Huff a single. So runners at first and third. No outs here in the bottom of the first. Here's the 0-1 to Betancourt. And that is inside. The count at 1-1. To Bryant Betancourt. A 644 OPS as Betancourt continues to hit well. Over the past month, here comes the 1-1 to him. And Betancourt fouls off another. The count at 1-2. Betancourt, second time we've seen him in this series. First base, catcher, DH, will do a little bit of everything. Known for his power last year in the DSL, but we've seen a lot of line drive base hits for Betancourt, especially at crucial moments this season. Here comes the 1-2 to Betancourt. And Betancourt takes it low. The count at 2-2. Nice spot right there from Peavyhouse, trying to get the chase from Betancourt. Paul Shaden Peavyhouse, 6'3", 205 pounds. Here comes the 2-2 to Betancourt. And that is a high pop-up, drifting to shallow right center field. A lot of nuts players converging on it, and it will be made by the right fielder Knight for the out. And Betancourt retired. F9 for the first out as here comes the DH and Jamari Baylor. Runners at first and third still for Fresno as Jorge did not go on that ball to right. But back to Shaden Peavyhouse. So Paul Shaden Peavyhouse, S-H-A-D-D-O-N, P-E-A-V-Y-H-O-U-S-E. 24 years old from Johnson City, Tennessee. Here's the first pitch to Jamari Baylor. Long pause by Peavyhouse. Here's the pitch, and that is a fly ball out to right field. Knight's going a long way, and he won't catch it. Down the right field line, extra bases for Baylor. The Grizzlies have an early lead. Here's the throw to the plate. It is on time, and Huff is out at the plate. But the Grizzlies do have a 1-0 lead as Baylor gets to third. It's going to be an RBI double for Baylor as Jorge waltzes home for the first run. But Cody Huff thrown out on the play. It goes 9-4-2 on the putout. So two outs now as Baylor gets the third on the throw. The third hit of the inning for Fresno. As here comes the pitch to Perez, and that is a high chopper, and it goes foul. The count at 0-1. So three hits for Fresno, two extra base hits, and a single. There was also one out so far. Now two outs here in the inning. One run as well. It is earned. As here comes the 0-1 to Andy Perez, and that is a chopper to the first baseman. A high chopper Moncada over to Peavyhouse covering, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies do score a run on an RBI double from Jamari Baylor. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto, as Milcar Perez will lead things off against Caleb Franzen. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chancey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanceyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 Karat Fun. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. First pitch from Caleb Franzen is a ball high to Milcar Perez to count at 1-0. Grizzlies lead the Nuts 1-0 here in the top of the second. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball, as that's a cold strike on the inner half of the plate. The count now at 1-1 from Franzen to Milcar Perez, who's batting 268 with one home run. Here comes the 1-1 and a swing and a miss. The count now at 1-2 from Caleb Franzen. A 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA for the left-hander. Here comes the 1-2. And that is cold strike three on the inner part of the plate. Great location from Franzen, and Perez down on strikes. Two strikeouts now for the lefty Franzen, and up steps Tatum Levins. We've seen a good call so far in the upper part of the zone on both sides, and Franzen taking advantage right there. As here's Tatum Levins, the first pitch is a ball high, the count at 1-0. Caleb Franzen is 6'3", 200 pounds. The left-hander is from Phoenix, Arizona, 22 years old. Born on June 10th, 2001. As that is swung on and missed, the count now at 1-1. Franzen was drafted by the Rockies in the 12th round in 2022. Pick number 356 out of the University of Portland. Franzen in his second professional season. Here comes the 1-1 from the left-hander. And that's a high pop-up. It's going to drift foul. And the count now at 1-2. Last year, Franzen only pitched one game out of the bullpen with the ACL Rockies after being drafted. Went one inning facing four batters. The only batter that reached came via hit by pitch. As here comes the 1-2 now to Tatum Levins. And that is outside. The count now at 2-2. Looked like the off-speed pitch there from Franzen. Left-hander, second time we've seen him since the All-Star break. Here comes the 2-2 and a ground ball up the middle. Franzen tried putting a glove on it, comes up empty. And it's another one-out single for Modesto. It's Levins will reach. Second hit for the Nuts as here comes the DH in Justin Levy. Caleb Franzen last pitched on July 14th at Lake Elsinore. A no decision after four innings of work. Allowed five runs, but only two earned. Gave up seven hits, four walks, which tied a career high. He also had three strikeouts. Wasn't the most ideal outing for Franzen, but the left-hander and the Grizzlies end up picking up a win 9-6 over the Storm. As the pitch is high, the count of 1-0 to Justin Levy, who's wearing the number 2 on the back of his jersey. Here comes the 1-0 from Franzen. And that is a called strike. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. The count at 1-1. Franzen this season averages between 5 to 6 innings. He went a career-high 6 on June 13th versus Inland Empire. Here comes the 1-1, and that's outside. The count at 2 balls and a strike. He's also gone 6 innings and starts against San Jose, Visalia, and Rancho Cucamonga. There's a count now 2-1 here to Justin Levy. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. Good fastball that glistens on the inside part of the plate. Franzen struck out a career-high 9 after 5 innings of work on May 23rd versus Stockton. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a high pop-up, drifting into shallow right field. Long run, and the second baseman, Perez, can't make the play, and they can't get the runner at second either. Perez, that was a circus kind of situation out there. As he tried finding the ball, the right fielder, Andrews Jr., was on his horse as well. No one could get there. We'll see if it's ruled a hit or an error. If you look at the replay on Bally Live right now, Perez initially was going over and realized the ball was still coming back towards him and he couldn't make the play as it drops. It is going to be a single for Levy. As Levins gets up to second base. So now runners at first and second with one out for Brett Rodriguez as the first pitch is swung on and missed. Rodriguez batting 198 with 2 homers, 15 RBI. A 669 OPS. Rodriguez, second season now with Modesto. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rodriguez, a utility player, mainly plays at second base, but we've seen him in the outfield as well. Here comes the 1 ball, 1 strike pitch. And that's a line drive. Base hit to left field. That ball gets down. Rounding second. Heading home. Here's the throw. It is cut off. And we are tied at 1. RBI single for Brett Rodriguez. Up to second base goes Levy. In a score is Levins. And just like that, we are tied here in the top of the second inning. Runners at first and second with one out. Now for Curtis Washington Jr., a speedster, as Cody Huff will talk to his left-hander, Franzen. Caleb Franzen pitched at the University of Portland for 3 seasons, making 40 appearances as both a starter and reliever. A career 7-9 record with a 4.75 ERA. He recorded 151 strikeouts in 138 and one-third career innings. In 2022, made 18 appearances, 7 first starts, going 2-5 with a 5.16 ERA, but continued to have good numbers in terms of strikeouts, innings, and K per 9. Yes, here comes the pitch to Washington Jr., who's got great speed. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count at 0-1. Franzen in 2022 was also named one of the best pitchers in the West Coast Conference, a 10.47 K per 9, which was 6th best. In 2021 was named a WCC All-Academic Honorable Mention, as that's a strike as well to Washington Jr., the count at 0-2. He made 18 appearances, 5 starts in 2021, the second most outings of any pilot. 60 innings of work, went 3-3, a 4.80 ERA. Here comes the 0-2 to Washington Jr. And that is fouled off just to the right of us, and we'll do it again. Prior to going to the University of Portland, Franzen attended West Lynn High School in West Lynn, Oregon. And his senior year threw a no-hitter in the second round of the Oregon Class 6A state playoffs versus Bend. As here's the 0-2, and that's outside, the count at 1-2. And in Franzen's eyes, one of the best starts of his lifetime. He allowed one walk, struck out 7 in the game. And Wes Lynn won on a walk-off single in the 7th, a 1-0 victory. As Washington Jr. fouls it off, the count remains at 1-2. Franzen, a very good career so far with the Grizzlies. Despite only 4 decisions over his 15 appearances, Franzen has been so consistent for Mark Brewer's staff. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off again by Washington Jr. as he sprays it to right field. The left-hander, 3-pitch arsenal, a sinking fastball, a breaking ball that displays 2-8 shape with late break. Maintains arm speed on his changeup with nice sinking action to it as well. Here comes the 1-2 as they look back the runner at second and Levy. And the pitch is blooped out to right field. Andrews Jr. coming in. He will make the catch for the second out. So Washington Jr. is retired. 2 away now with runners at first and second. And up steps Bill Knight, who's 0-for-1 with a flyout. 1-1 our score here in the top of the second inning. Friday night baseball, 80s night here at Chicansey Park. Glad you could join us. As Caleb Franzen on the bump for Fresno. Here comes the pitch, and Knight line drive to left field, and that ball is down the left field line, a base hit. Extra bases, this will score 1. Here comes the throw, and now the throw from Jorge to the plate is offline. The tag by Huff, and he doesn't make it. 2 runs score, and the Nuts have the lead. Bill Knight, a 2 RBI double, advances the third on the throw. Levy scores from second. Rodriguez hustles home from first. So 3 runs on 4 hits this inning. And now Modesto a 3-1 lead here in the bottom of the second. 2 outs, runner at third now for Josh Hood, who's 1-for-1 with a single. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count at 0-1. So 3 runs on 5 hits allowed so far from Franzen here in the top of the second. Modesto with the lead here. Here comes the 0-1, and that's outside. The count now at 1-1 to Josh Hood. Hood continuing his hit streak as they say that is a balk. I don't know what happened. The ball was thrown back initially. Steve Solis is going to go talk. All of a sudden, Caleb Franzen is being called for a balk and this scores a run. So Knight will come in to score. And it's 4-1. So write that down in your book as well. A balk. So now 4-1 Modesto. And I wonder if we can get a replay on here, if we can see exactly what the situation here. Steve Solis is going to argue with the field umpire and David Sabal, as Modesto now is a 4-run top of the second inning. Not the start that the Grizzlies were looking for. Long talk still. Steve Solis arguing about the situation. He does not look happy at all as Franzen trying to get an idea of what exactly he did wrong. As Solis talking to David Sabal. Long talk still. And Steve Solis, I wonder what the argument's about. I think he's just trying to get an idea of what exactly happened in the eyes of the umpire. Either way now, I think he lost the argument. As the run in Knight scores. So it's 4-1 now. Top of the second inning with 2 outs. Here comes the 1-1 to Hood. And that's outside. The count now at 2-0. So they called a balk here for the 4th run. Here comes the 2-1. And that's a base hit again. Josh Hood, another multi-hit game. two for two with two singles. Five hits this inning now for Modesto. And here's Colin Davis 0 for 1. Four singles and a double so far. As here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer and the Grizzlies bullpen getting loose in a hurry down there. And while we have Brewer out there for a mound visit, we'd like to thank Hummus Republic, which was voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with two locations in Fresno, one right in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street, and one that just opened on Palm and Knees next to GB3. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food. Pitas, bowls, wraps, two Fresno locations. Find them on Instagram and Facebook, Hummus Republic Fresno, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's Press Box food here in the top of the second. It is 4-1 Fresno trailing Modesto here in the top of the second inning. As Mark Brewer talking to his left-hander in Franzen, as this inning has imploded on him. The Modesto Nuts with a quick 4-1 lead now after giving up a run in the first inning. First pitch to Colin Davis is low. The count at 1-0. Here on July 21st. Top of the second still. The Grizzlies going to have to play catch-up. Here's the pitch, and that's a high pop-up in on the diamond. Who's it going to be? It's the first baseman, Bettencourt, and he makes the catch to end the inning. But not before Modesto scores four runs on five hits, a two RBI double from Bill Knight, an RBI single from Brett Rodriguez, and a balk. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball as we head to the bottom of the second on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 4-1, Modesto leads Fresno, as Jesus Bouguerin takes a called strike from Shaden PV House. We have a little bit of an explanation from the past half inning where the balk scored the runner in Bill Knight from third, as that pitch is outside of Bouguerin, the count at 1-1. And it looks like when the ball was thrown back to Caleb Franzen, he was on the rubber and the ball got away from him. Therefore, it is a balk. As here comes the 1-1 and PV House steps off against Jesus Bouguerin. Here's the pitch, and that is a fly ball foul. And the count now at 1-2 to Bouguerin, who's batting .267, 8 home runs, 55 RBI, which is third in the California League. As the Grizzlies trail 4-1 here in the bottom of the second. Downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off by Bouguerin at the last second. The count remains at 1-2. 4-1. The Modesto Nuts lead the Fresno Grizzlies. Friday night baseball. The Grizzlies playing from behind now. An early lead and now with a three-run deficit. Here comes the 1-2 and Bugarin, a little blooper. And that will be a one bouncer, the third baseman apparently. That ball was the initial first bounce in front of the home plate. And the third baseman in Milcar Perez makes the play. It goes 5-3 for the first out. And here comes the left fielder, Daniel Amaral. As the Grizzlies, an early deficit. But this Grizzlies team, we have seen them come back from a lot of deficits this season, including 15 comeback wins in the seventh inning or later. As the first pitch to Amaral is outside, the count at 1-0. Daniel Amaral batting 307 with one homer. Here's the pitch from PV House. Swung on and foul tipped at the dish. The count now at 1-1 from Shaden PV House. Making his third appearance against the Grizzlies. PV House picked up the loss back on June 24th after 4 1/3 innings of work. Here comes the 1-1. That's outside. The count at 2-1. He allowed 5 runs, 3 of them earned on 8 hits, 2 walks, he struck out 4. And his first outing was on May 20th, a no decision after 6 1/3 innings of 6-run ball. As that's a ground ball to the shortstop, Hood. Hood picks it up over to first in time, 6-3 for the second out. As here comes the right fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. Now in that first outing, 6 runs over 6 1/3, he allowed 7 hits and 1 walk while striking out 4. So PV House has allowed 15 hits prior to tonight's contest against this Grizzlies offense. Here's the pitch to E.J. Andrews. That's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Andrews Jr. batting .221, 8 homers, 36 RBI, a .739 OPS. Here's the pitch, and that is another called strike to Andrews Jr. The count at 0-2, as PV House looking for a 1-2-3 bottom of the second. Here comes the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed. There is that 1-2-3 inning with a punch out. PV House and the Nuts have a 4-1 lead over your Grizzlies. We have the top of the third. To listen to Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys, Freshergrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning, 4-1 Modesto leads Fresno, as Gabe Moncada will lead things off against Caleb Franzen. Here comes the first pitch from the lefty Franzen, and it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or you can give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Count 3-1 to Gabe Moncada as Franzen has not been able to find the zone since that first pitch. Here's the 3-1 and a ground ball foul. And the count now full here to Moncada. And again, we'd like to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. 4-1 Modesto leads Fresno. Count full here to Gabe Moncada. Moncada 6'2", 175 pounds from Venezuela. As that's a high fly ball out to right center field. Andrews Jr. has a beat on it, and he will make the catch for the out. First out of the inning is Moncada now 0-2. And up steps Milcar Perez, who struck out looking his first time up. Against the left-hander and Caleb Franzen. Franzen has a very unique story, though, about how he was able to throw faster and a little bit harder as well. As here comes the pitch to Perez, and it swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. In college, he had gone on a cruise with his family. There were no weights on board, so he had to just stretch. Can you imagine going on a cruise and you have to stay in shape and the only thing you have to do is stretch? Now, I can't stretch, cannot touch my toes, as here comes the 0-2, and it is just outside the count at 1-2. But for Franzen, the stretching worked. He threw 5 miles per hour harder when he came back to college when he was working in his first pen back. And the coaches go, what happened? Well, he stretched. Here comes the 1-2, and that's a line drive base hit by Perez in a left field. Another one-out single. 3 straight innings now that Modesto has a one-out single. 7 hits against Franzen. And now Tatum Levins to the dish, who's 1-for-1. A run scored back in the second inning for Modesto. 3 one-out singles now for the Modesto Nuts. Runner at first with one out. Here's the pitch. And that's a ground ball. This could be 2, 4, 6, 3 as Taylor made as they come. And Franzen's out of the inning. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Low, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 4-1. The Modesto Nuts lead the Fresno Grizzlies as Gene Perez will lead things off. Perez celebrated his 21st birthday last night with his first Fresno multi-hit game, a double and solo homer as the first pitch is swung on, fouled off. The count at 0-1. Perez batting 143, 3 homers, 5 RBI, a 449 OPS. And Perez got an ice bath after last night's game as the Grizzlies won 5-4. Here's the 0-1. It's outside. The count of one ball and one strike. As the Grizzlies and Nuts continue their six-game series tonight at Chukchansey Park. The third of five regular season series between the clubs in 2023. And the first meeting here in Fresno. As that is low as well in the dirt. The count now at two balls and a strike to Perez. The Grizzlies all time against Modesto are 35, and they've won 35 of their 64 matchups. Here's the 2-1. That is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. And the Grizzlies, as we said, have won 7 of their last 8 against Modesto. Count 2-2 to Gene Perez. PV House looks in. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. The count full, 3-2. As Perez almost got hit with that pitch, jumped out of the way. Count remains at 3-2. Here comes the 3-2 offering, and that's a high chopper and fouled off as the third base coach and the Grizzlies bench coach, Cesar Galvez, making the play. The Grizzlies first base coach is their manager, Steve Solis. Count at 3-2. Here comes the pitch to Perez, and Perez line drive, base hit to left field. Perez has 3 hits here in this series, and a leadoff single for Fresno. So Perez the single there, 4th hit for Fresno, and up steps Dion Jorge, who is 1-for-1, a double and a run back in the first inning. Manco Abbott and Lou Provence apartment homes at the Dominions raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious. That's a base hit in the right field. Perez going to 3. Here's the throw. It is offline. Now the throw to 2nd, and Jorge is... no signal yet. He is safe, I believe. So Dion Jorge has a double, I believe. There was a late call from the home plate umpire. Actually, the home plate umpire was out at third. It was the field umpire on that one making that call. So Perez up to third. And Dion Jorge, I believe, has a double. Either way, another hit for Fresno. Now they have 5. Runners at 2nd and 3rd with no outs. And here's Cody Huff as the first pitch is inside. Did he go around? He did not. The count at 1-0. It is a single advance on the throw is what is initially going to be ruled for Jorge. So runners now at 2nd and 3rd here. Here's the pitch to Huff. And Huff, a ground ball softly hit. And I believe they said he fouled it off his leg at the plate as Huff is going to walk it off. So count now at 1-1 to Cody Huff. Again, Lou Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2- bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As Huff fouls it off, and Galvez, the third base coach, had to get out of the way. The count at 1-2. And we'd like to thank Manco Abbott and Lou Provence apartment homes for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. 1-2 here. To Huff, the pitch is outside. The count now at 2-2. Here on July 21st of the 2023 California League schedule, game 88 of 132 as the Grizzlies and Nuts continuing to battle. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a pop-up in a shallow right center field. It's going to be a tough play, and it's the right fielder in Knight making the catch. First out of the inning, it goes F9, and now Huff 1-for-2. As up steps the first baseman in Bryant Bencourt with runners at 2nd and 3rd. This season, Fresno is 10-5 against Modesto, a 2-1 mark here at Chukchansey Park. Fresno took 5 out of 6 in their last series against Modesto, and then 4 out of 6 prior to that. Actually, they split the first series. Excuse me. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt, and a ground ball. This should be good enough for a run. Up with is the second baseman in Rodriguez over to first in time. And it scores Gene Perez, and Betancourt 4-3, but it's an RBI for him. It's now 4-2 Modesto lead as Jorge up to third. So Perez comes in to score. So a run for the Grizzlies. They have 5 hits as well. So here's Jamari Baylor, an RBI double back in the first. 2 outs, runner at third. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside, but called a strike, and the count at 0-1. That ball almost hit Baylor, and he's asking home plate umpire Nate Hall where that ball was, and that was not a strike. The count is at 0-1. Here comes the pitch to Baylor, and that's a ground ball to the third baseman, and it goes off the third baseman's glove. The shortstop, and Hood was right there and almost took his head off. That gets in the left field, and just like that, it's 4-3. Baylor, I believe they're going to rule that an RBI single. Jorge comes in to score. So now 3 hits and 2 runs for Fresno this inning. And here's Andy Perez 0-for-1. Runner at first with 2 outs. Perez on a 9-game hit streak. Here's the pitch to Perez and a check on Baylor. He's back safely. Andy Perez out the dish. It is a hit ruled right there for Jamari Baylor. So he's 2-for-2 with a pair of RBI. So now 4-3 our score here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch from Peavy House, and that is a little blooper out behind the third baseman, but back in time is Perez to make the catch. So one Perez pops out to the other to end the inning, but the Grizzlies score a pair of runs thanks to 2 RBI, an RBI grounder from Betancourt, an RBI single from Jamari Baylor. We had the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChukchanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 4-3 Modesto leads Fresno. The Grizzlies scoring 2 runs in that third inning. We have 13 combined hits so far through 3 innings. As the first pitch to Justin Levy from Caleb Franzen is high, the count at 1-0. Levy is 1-for-1, a single and a run scored back in the second. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-1 from the 6'3", 200-pound left-hander in Caleb Franzen. Here comes the 1-1, and that is just outside. The count now at 2-0. You're in the top of the fourth inning. Franzen looks in. Here comes his 2-1 offering. And that is a check swing down low, and he did go around the count now at 2-2. As Franzen looking for the punch out of Levy. Franzen a rough second inning, allowed 5 hits and 4 runs. Count 2-2 here to Levy. Levy was at second base last night. Here comes the 2-2, and it's fouled off by Levy, and we'll do it again with the same count. As the Grizzlies and Nuts continuing their series, Modesto affiliated with the Seattle Mariners organization, and the Grizzlies associated with the Colorado Rockies. As that is swung on and missed, and Levy down on strikes. Third strikeout from Franzen. First out of the inning. And here's the second baseman in Brett Rodriguez, 1-for-1. An RBI single and a run scored back in the second. But again, as we said, Modesto was affiliated with the Seattle Mariners organization. As that's a bunt attempt. The bare hand from Perez, and the throw will not get Rodriguez. It's a one-out bunt single for Rodriguez. Now 4 straight innings that the Nuts have a one-out single with that bunt single. 8 hits now for Modesto, and they have a hit in every inning. And now Curtis Washington Jr. is 0-for-1, strides to the plate. So Rodriguez now 2-for-2. Here comes the first pitch. Instead, it'll be a check on Rodriguez back at first. So Modesto Nuts with the Seattle Mariners organization. They were with the Rockies prior to that. Well, the Grizzlies are now affiliated with the Colorado Rockies. Here's the pitch, and that's another bunt attempt as Washington Jr. pops it foul, and the count at 0-1. And the two cities 96 miles away from one another. The halfway point, Planada, California. Here in the top of the fourth, 4-3, Modesto leads Fresno. Every game in the California League is underway. Here's the pitch, and that is low. And the count now at 1 ball and a strike. Here to Curtis Washington Jr. Very fast outfielder. Franzen comes set. Here comes his 1-1. And that's a ground ball back to Franzen. And the only play, he doesn't have one. Washington Jr. uses his speed, and he will reach on an infield single. Franzen, I don't think, had a chance there as Washington Jr. got out of the box very well. That is now 9 hits for Modesto. Runners at first and second with one out. And here's Bill Knight. As Franzen was looking for another baseball from the home plate umpire in Nate Hall. The Grizzlies in the beige. The Nuts are wearing their black uniforms. Modesto will wear their teal Mariners jerseys on Sunday. They are sweet, let me tell you that. 4-3 our score is a mound visit between Huff and Franzen. As the Grizzlies and the Nuts continue here, 80s night. It's also Friday night fireworks presented by Hotel Piccadilly. Tomorrow night we have 70s night and Lowriders Day Fresno night. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch here at Chukchansey Park. As the Lowriders Day Fresno cruise to town. Part of the Copa de la Diversión in minor league baseball, also known as Fun Cup. And then on Sunday to wrap up this series, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. Join us for a pregame catch on the field from 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. Grab a family member, grab a friend, or grab a coworker. And come play catches. There comes a double steal attempt. And the ball goes to left field. And now the ball will be thrown back to second where Washington Jr. was. And they're saying that both runners have to go back. As there was interference by the batter in Knight. And now here comes Zach Vinci to argue. Man, we've had a little bit of everything tonight. As now Colin Davis, who's in the dugout, is chirping a little bit as he watches his teammate Bill Knight be called for a batter's interference initially. And Zach Vinci, not happy at all with the call, continues to talk as his third base coach as well, Heckmark Neves, is talking. And Bill Knight trying to give his explanation, saying that he was not trying to get in the way and he's going to be ruled out on batter's interference. And he is not happy at all as he continues to argue. So that is the second out of the inning on batter's interference, as the runners have to go back to first and second, respectfully. So it's a batter's interference as they continue to argue. And now we might have an ejection. Here comes manager Zach Vinci out to argue again. He's going to have to be careful right here, as home plate umpire Nate Hall saying, go back to your dugout. We'll see if any words are said as he heads back into the dugout. No ejection. But now two outs, runners at first and second. Here's Josh Hood, 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. And now a check on the runner in Washington Jr. He's back safely. That was actually Rodriguez at second, not Washington Jr. Washington Jr. at first. Runners at first and second with two outs. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off. The count at 0-1 to Josh Hood. So Bill Knight out on batter's interference for the second out of the inning. And the only reason I feel like I know this is I've seen it happen too many times this season. Here's the 0-1, and that's a fly ball foul. And the count now at 0-2. We've seen it happen to both the Grizzlies and to their opponent this season. So batter's interference, if you're not really sure what it is, it's when a batter interferes with a thrower, interferes with the play in any sense, and therefore he is ruled out as that ball is foul, and the count remains at 0-2. Usually you'll see it on maybe hit and runs or steal attempts, like what Modesto tried doing right there with a double steal attempt. And usually what will happen is on the swing, the follow through, the batter's body will get in the way of where the catcher, as in Cody Huff in that situation, tries to throw the ball down to third, and the batter in Knight gets in the way of the attempted throw, and that's why that ball went out to left field. As here comes the 0-2, and that is high. The count at 1-2. We'll see catcher's interference, which is where maybe the catcher's glove hits the bat of the batter. And that's an automatic base for the hitter at the plate. As here comes the 1-2 now. And that is just high. Where did that miss? And the count at 2-2. Either way, though, the Grizzlies will take advantage of this batter's interference. With two outs now, runners at first and second. Franzen looking to get out of the inning. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off by Hood. The count remains at 2-2. Top of the fourth inning, 4-3. Modesto leads Fresno. A very muggy night, 103 degrees. Partly cloudy skies. 11-mile-per-hour winds to right field. That was at first pitch. Yes, here comes the pitch, and that is outside. The count now full to Josh Hood with Colin Davis on deck. The count now at 3-2. The runners will take off once the ball is delivered to the plate. Here comes the pitch to Hood, and a blooper to right field. Andrews Jr. now racing back a little bit, and he will make the catch to end the inning. Franzen works around a couple base runners. We had the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FrasierGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota.
Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 4-3, Modesto leads Fresno. So bottom of the fourth, as Jesus Bugarin will stride to the plate, and he swings and misses the count at 0-1. Bugarin grounded out his first time up as he takes on the pitcher in Shaden Peavyhouse. Here's the 0-1, and that is swung on a miss down in the dirt. The count now at 0-2 to Jesus Bugarin. Bugarin has been an RBI machine over the past month, 26 RBI over his last 18 games. Third in the California League in RBI with 55 as he takes his time right here. The count at 0-2. Bugarin, very dangerous hitter though if he gets a hold of one. Here comes the no balls, two strike pitch. It's outside. The count now at 1-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Two more games left in this series. Tomorrow night, 6:50 p.m., 70s night, Lowriders Day Fresno night as well. Here comes the 1-2, and that is outside. The count now at 2-2. On Sunday, 5:05 p.m. for first pitch. It's a Save March Sunday. Kids run the bases post-game with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. And pre-game catch on the field from 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. Here's the 2-2, and that's a line drive out to left field. And making the play is the left fielder Davis for the first out. Davis, great play at the last second, and Bugarin retired. As here comes the left fielder and Daniel Amaral. Amaral 0-for-1 with a ground out. As he bats seventh tonight for Fresno. But again, games for the final two games of this series and for the rest of the season are available at FresnoGrizzlies.com. As that's a line drive out to center field, and Washington Jr. makes the play. Back-to-back lineouts for Fresno. As up steps right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. But again, FresnoGrizzlies.com, you can buy your tickets now. You can also come down to the Chansey Park box office to purchase your tickets. Or give us a call at 559-320-4487. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. Ground ball to the third baseman. And it goes under the third baseman Perez's glove. Andrews Jr. will head to second base on E5. So that is an error by the third baseman Perez right through the wickets. First error of tonight's game. And here is Gene Perez, 1-for-1, a single, and a run scored. So two outs, runner at second now. And Gene Perez, who has three hits in the series, strides to the plate. Here's the pitch to Perez, and that's outside, the count at 1-0. Again, grab your tickets now. Come enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game. We've got great food options, great drink specials, new amenities, great on-field promotions and entertainment. Ready for you as here's the 1-0 to Perez outside, the count at 2-0. We have a new playing surface for the 2023 season, the 25th season of Grizzlies baseball. Big video board out in left center field, new lights, new audio system. The Fresno Social down the left field line. Over beyond the right field wall is the Splash Park presented by Community Medical Centers. Something for everyone here at Chansey Park. It may be hot, but so are your Grizzlies, 17-4 in the second half. Best record in minor league baseball. As here comes the 2-0 to Perez. And that is a line drive base into right field. That gets down. Andrews Jr. from third. Here's the throw. It's on line, and he is safe. Andrews Jr. scores. I don't know if he touched the base. Either way, Gene Perez is up to second with two outs, and we are tied at four thanks to Gene Perez. So Gene Perez, the RBI single. He advances to second on the throw. Andrews Jr. comes in. This is with two outs. He reached on an error, as here comes pitching coach Jake Witt. So a hit and a run. The run is going to be unearned for the time being. As here's Dion Jorge, 2-for-2, a two-run scored. So runner at second with two outs as Andrews Jr. scores. A very close play, great throw from the right fielder Bill Knight. And Gene Perez has now back-to-back multi-hit games. Talk about a series. Well, Gene Perez also has two of his three homers against Modesto. He had a solo shot at John Thurman Field earlier this year. So I think Perez right now is the answer against Modesto. I see pitching coach Jake Witt heads back to the dugout. Two outs, and the Grizzlies have tied it at four. Andrews Jr. scoring in that play. And it looked like he didn't touch the base initially. It was a great job by the catcher, and Levin's trying to apply the tag. As Andrews Jr. barely beats it. Now here's Jorge, and the first pitch is inside. The count at 1-0. We have had a lot of craziness so far in this contest. 4-4 here in the bottom of the fourth. We have 16 hits in this game. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. 2-0 to Jorge, the number 16 prospect in the Rockies system. 20 years old from Cuba. Signed for $2.8 million in 2021. Or in 2022, excuse me. Here's the 1-0, and Jorge fouls it off. Counted two balls and one strike. It's two balls and one strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. We are tied at four. Runner at second is Gene Perez. He has decent speed out there. Here comes the 2-1 offering. And that is a called strike. The count at 2-2. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate from PV House. So count at 2-2. PV House signed as an undrafted free agent on February 6th with Seattle. Went to North Carolina. As that is a little blooper out to right field. Knight is coming in, and he will make the catch to the end of the inning. But Gene Perez, an RBI single, scores E.J. Andrews Jr. We are tied at four. We have the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. Freshergrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thurlgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thurlgood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable.
Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 4-4 between Modesto and Fresno, as Caleb Franzen will take on Colin Davis to lead things off. Davis 0-2. He has a ground out and a pop up so far as Franzen back out. Here comes the pitch, and the first one is fouled off. The count at 0-1. Here in the top of the fifth inning. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Fly ball to center fielder Bougarin. He is there, and he will put the ball away. That was the fourth pitch of the at-bat, and Davis is retired. One out, and here comes the first baseman in Gabe Moncada, 0-2 with a punch-out. We are in the top of the fifth inning. We have 16 hits and 8 runs so far here in the fifth. Here comes the pitch from Franz in a line drive. Base hit to right field. First pitch swinging right there from Moncada. He's now 1-3 with that single. And that is now 10 hits for Modesto. And Franz in a hit away from the most hits allowed by a Grizzlies pitcher this season. Here in the top of the fifth inning. So now Melkar Perez will stride in. Perez 1-2. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Here in the top of the fifth inning. We're talking about promotions at the ballpark that are coming up in the next couple of games. As that pitch is fouled off, the count now 0-2. On our next home stand against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, we have a Teacher's Night Out presented by ABC 30. Friday Night Fireworks presented by EECU. That is on August 4th. And then on August 5th at 6:50 p.m., it's Back to School Night presented by Calviva Health. And Karate Night presented by Guido's Martial Arts. Just a couple of our promotions for our next home stand. Here at Chuck Chancey Park. 324 down the left field line. 385 to left center. Here's the 1-2. It's outside. The count at 2-2. A grassy berm and a pool with the big video board out in the left center. A lot of fans enjoying the game out there. 400 feet to dead center. If you skedaddle over to right field, the short porch at 335, where a lot of fans are enjoying that spot. Here comes the 2-2, and that is low. And the count now full. 3-2 from Franzen. A beautiful ballpark. The Grizzlies, their bullpen and their dugout on the first base side. The bullpen down the right field line. Here comes the 3-2, and that is a fly ball. That is towards that Grizzlies bullpen, and it will go foul. Modesto, they're on the third base side. Their bullpen down the left field line where they have a right-hander starting to get loose. The count remains at 3-2 to Melkar Perez. We love to see you here at Chuck Chancey Park as the Grizzlies trying to reach the postseason. Here comes the 3-2, and it's swung on and missed. Perez down on strikes. Second out of the inning. Fourth strikeout now for Franzen. And here comes the catcher, Tatum Levins. Levins 1-2, a single and a run so far. As it's the right-hander Jack Parisi warming up. Here comes the pitch from Franzen, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-1 on the outside part of the plate. dotted there from Franzen. Runner at first here with two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes the 0-1, and that is another called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Good pitch there from Franzen. Again, down in the zone. As he looks for a punch out right here. Levin's batting .264 with six homers, 34 RBI, and .809 OPS. Here comes the 0-2, and that is going to get away from Cody Huff. Up to second goes Moncada. Believe that was a wild pitch. It looks like Wardo Fernandez is in the pen for Fresno. The right-hander. So a pair of righties in the pen. It is a wild pitch officially. Two outs, runner at second. Here comes the pitch to Levins. And that is a ground ball, and it gets past the first baseman, Bennecourt, into right field. Here's the throw to the plate. It is online, the tag, and he is safe. The ball is dropped, apparently, by Huff as he collides with Moncada at the dish, and Modesto takes a 5-4 lead. Cody Huff couldn't hang on to the ball. A perfect throw by the right fielder, Andrews Jr., and the run scores. Levins, the RBI single, scores Moncada from second. And it is now 5-4. Two outs, a runner at first. And here's Justin Levy. 11 hits now, 5 runs, all earned by Franzen. Most hits allowed by a Grizzlies pitcher this season. Now 5 runs allowed as well. As Franzen, time called. Gonna reset the clock here. So 11 hits allowed. And Modesto has the lead again here in the fifth. As that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Good pitch down in the zone by Franzen. 9 runs, 18 hits. And we're in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes the 0-1 to Justin Levy. And he swings and misses on an elevated fastball. And the count at 0-2. Good spot there from Franzen. As the Grizzlies looking to get out of the inning without any more damage. At least one hit in every inning for Modesto. Here's the pitch in the dirt. The count now at 1-2. Two singles this inning. And a big wild pitch as well. That allowed Moncada to come around to score. So 1 run on 2 hits so far. No errors yet in the inning. Here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Franzen has his 5th strikeout. We head to the bottom of the 5th, the Grizzlies trail 5-4. You listen to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, 5-4 Modesto leads Fresno as Jack Parisi takes over on the bump for the Nuts as Cody Huffles drives to the plate, 1-for-2 with a single. Final line for Shaden Peavyhouse, 4 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. No walks and 1 strikeout for the right-hander Peavyhouse. So now Parisi is the first pitch is a called strike to count it 0-1. Wears number 39 on the back of his black jersey. First time we've seen him this season. As that pitch is a slow ground ball to the third baseman. Up with his Perez, the throw to first in time. And Huff is retired. He goes 5-3 for the first out. As here comes first baseman Brian Betancourt. So Grizzlies trailing 5-4 here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Jack Parisi takes over. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Here's the 0-1 of Betancourt, a called strike. The count now at 0-2. And we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt inside. The count at 1-2 from Parisi. P-A-R-I-S-I. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the 1-2, and it's going to hit Bryant Betancourt. And that will have a one-out hit-by-pitch there as Betancourt will reach. First hit-by-pitch in tonight's contest. As here comes the DH and Jamari Baylor. 2-for-2, a double and 2 RBI. Jamari Baylor's had a great night so far. As we'll see the former Philadelphia Philly try to put something together right here. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. The count at 1-0 from Jack Parisi. Parisi has played among 3 teams here in 2023, but with Modesto. He is appearing in his 5th game all out of the bullpen. No record, a 6.75 ERA. Here's the 1-0, and that's a fly ball out to left field, but right at the left fielder in Davis for the 2nd out. So 2 outs now as here comes Andy Perez, 0-for-2. Parisi coming into tonight's game, 5 1/3 innings. 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Parisi is 6 feet, 215 pounds, 24 years old. Went to Indiana State, the Sycamores. As here's the pitch to Perez, and that is inside. The count at 1-0. Perez, 0-for-2. Riding a 9-game hit streak. Jack Kelly Parisi against him, though. 24 years old from Fort Wayne, Indiana. As that's a line drive foul. And the count now at 1-1. Parisi signed as a free agent in 2023 with the Mariners. Now with Modesto, here comes the 1-1, and that is inside, and the count now at 2-1. Levin's faking the throw over to first base. As Andy Perez trying to continue this inning for Fresno, they trail 5-4 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the 2-1, and that is fouled off, right off the netting now. The count now at 2-2. Eduardo Fernandez continues to loosen down in the Grizzlies' pen. Looks like he'll come in the 6th inning. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch, and Perez swinging a miss. That was actually strike 3, and that will end the inning. We head to the top of the 6th inning, 5-4 Modesto. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party,
you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. First pitch from Wardo Fernandez to Brett Rodriguez is fouled off. The count at 0-1. As the right-hander Fernandez takes over, this is his home debut for the Grizzlies. Fernandez appearing in his third game. No record, a 13.50 ERA. Two innings of work for Fernandez. Allowed three runs against Lake Elsinore on a home run. Here comes the pitch from Fernandez, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. Final line for Caleb Franzen. Five innings, 11 hits, five runs, five of them earned. No walks, 5K. So once again, five innings, five runs, all earned. 11 hits, no walks, and 5Ks, as that is swung on and missed, and just like that, down on strikes is Rodriguez. First strikeout for Fernandez at home. Sixth strikeout overall for Fresno pitching. And with one out, here comes the center fielder in Curtis Washington Jr. Washington Jr. 1-for-2 against the right-hander in Wardo Fernandez. Fernandez 6'1", 168 pounds, 22 years old from Maracay, Venezuela. Here's the pitch, and that's a high chopper up the middle. And the backhand by the second baseman, Perez. Off-balance throw, and he just missed him. What an effort, though, by the second baseman and Gene Perez. Washington Jr. speed gets him there, but what an effort. As Modesto now at 12 hits. One out, runner at first, and here's right fielder Bill Knight. What an effort right there from Perez on the ball up the middle. With the speed of Washington Jr., I'm surprised that ball was even as close as it was. As here's the pitch now to Bill Knight from Fernandez. There goes Washington Jr., and it's fouled off. The count at 0-1. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chancey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Battle Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanceyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Here comes the 0-1 now to Knight. And that is fouled off. The count at 0-2. We'd like to thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. And again, July 29th. 8 days from now, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Battle Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Here comes the 0-2, and that's a line drive base hit to right center field. That ball hung up a little bit longer than Fernandez would have liked. Throwing it in is the center fielder in Bouguerin. So now runners at the corners with one out. And up steps Josh Hood. So Knight a single. Up to third, Washington Jr. Two hits now in the frame. 13 hits for Modesto. And now Hood, who's 2-for-3 with two singles, steps to the plate. Against Wardo Fernandez. Fernandez just joined Fresno. Signed as an international free agent by the Rockies in 2018. The hard-throwing right-hander was second among all relievers in the Rockies system last year in saves with 15 combined at two different stops. Here comes the first pitch from Fernandez to Hood. And a check on the runner back at first. That was a very low throw and a great dig there from Betancourt. It looked like Fernandez didn't really want to throw that ball initially. Either way, the ball is stopped by Betancourt, so no damage. As here comes the pitch, and a breaking ball inside. The count at 1-0 from Wardo Fernandez. The right-hander can reach the mid-90s with that fastball. Very exciting young prospect in the Rockies system. Here comes the 1-0. There goes the runner to second. The throw is offline. And instead, they were just trying to make sure the runner at third and Washington Jr. wasn't going. So a stolen base as Knight will get to second. So now runners at second and third with one out. Grizzlies trailing 5-4 here in the top of the sixth inning. As Fernandez now watching his infield come in a little bit. They're playing about halfway now if you look at it. One ball, one strike, as Bill Knight has now 21 stolen bases this season. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Good pitch past the bat of Hood at 97 miles per hour, and the count now at 1-2. When a lot of scouts say, you're going to love this kid Fernandez, well, that fastball right there was beautiful. Count at 1-2. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander to Hood. Long pause again. Here it is. And that is fouled off at the last second. I think it got a piece of not only Cody Huff, but also the home plate umpire. The count remains at 1-2. Blake Townsend in the pen for Modesto, the big left-hander from Australia. As now a mound visit between Cody Huff and Wardo Fernandez. 9 runs, 20 hits tonight here in the top of the sixth inning. Two other games right now in the California League tied or at 5-4, just like the game we have here. And the other one 3-2, so all one-run games right now in the California League. The 1-2 is inside, good off-speed pitch. The count now at 2-2. Visalia, Inland Empire, Stockton, San Jose, Rancho Cucamonga, Lake Elsinore. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. Here comes the 2-2. And that is swung on and missed. He went to the elevated fastball, and Hood down on strikes. Second strikeout for Fernandez in the inning. And with two away, here comes Colin Davis with runners at second and third. Colin Davis 0-for-3. Now we got power on power. This should make for an interesting matchup. You have the right-hander in Fernandez showing his red socks. You have Colin Davis, who is not wearing an undershirt. Here comes the pitch, and that is going to go foul. The count at 0-1. Washington Jr. in that foul ball was already at the plate. Just shows the speed that he has over there at third. Count 0-1. The Grizzlies looking for another way to get out of this inning unscathed. By the way, Modesto, 6 straight innings. They have one out singles. Here comes the 0-1. And that is fouled off. And the count now at 0-2. That is pretty unbelievable when you look at it, though, for Modesto. The first out, or the first batter has all been retired. But the second batter reaches on a single. That's pretty crazy. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Fernandez, and it's going to be caught by the catcher, Huff. Did he actually catch that? Wow! That ball was behind Davis in the count of 1-2. I don't know how he caught that ball. As here comes the 1-2 from Fernandez to Davis. And that is a line drive, and it gets over the second baseman Perez, a base hit. Here comes the second run. The throw to the plate is offline. A 2-RBI single, and it's now 7-4 Modesto. Davis with two strikes pokes one over the second baseman Perez's head. Knight scores from second, and Washington Jr. races home. So the third hit with two runs as well. Both those runs are earned. Two outs, runner at first, and now here's Gabe Moncada, 1-for-3, a single and a run. So Modesto now leads 7-4. Here's the pitch, and that is outside, the count at 1-0. We have now 21 hits, and Modesto already at 14 in this game. The most hits allowed by team pitching for Fresno, 18. As that pitch is outside, the count now at 2-0 as Fernandez trying to calm down now. Against Gabe Moncada, a very dangerous hitter. Lanky lefty. Here comes the 2-0 from the righty Fernandez. And that is a fly ball to deep right field. That ball is way back there, and it is gone. A two-run homer for Gabe Moncada. It's now 9-4. And just like that, this inning has imploded for Fresno once again. Gabe Moncada ripping that ball. We said he has the power as he hits a two-run homer right here. So now four hits the inning. Four runs this inning as well. Two outs. And here's Milcar Perez with two away. And if we look back into our notes, every batter for Modesto has at least a single. And Moncada now with two hits after that two-run homer. 9-4 Modesto. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-1. That ball off the bat, by the way, of Moncada, 102 miles per hour. As that pitch is low, the count at 1-1. Don't have the distance initially. But either way, a big home run. Second home run allowed by Fernandez since joining Fresno. Here comes the 1-1. And that is a called strike. And the count at 1-2. And the Grizzlies have some work now to do once again, trailing 9-4 here in the top of the sixth. Modesto has played Fresno close all year. Here comes the 1-2, and that is outside. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's a very good Modesto lineup. You have a lot of fast players in Knight and Washington Jr. You have the power in guys like Hood, Davis, and Moncada. As that pitch is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. But not before Modesto scores 4 runs, a 2-RBI single from Colin Davis, and a 2-run homer from Gabe Moncada. We had the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, Modesto leads Fresno 9-4. Modesto has 15 hits in this contest, but the Grizzlies still have a fighting chance as Jesus Bugarin will lead things off 0-2 as he takes on left-hander Blake Townsend into the contest. Final line for Jack Parise, one clean inning. He had one hit by pitch and one strikeout. As the first pitch to Bugarin is a called strike, the count at 0-1 from the lefty and Blake Townsend. T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D, as that's a fly ball at the shallow right field. That ball was going to go foul. The count now 0-2 to Bugarin from Blake Townsend. Townsend is 6'4", 220 pounds, 22 years old, from Australia. Signed as a free agent by the Mariners back in 2018. Townsend known for his devastating breaking ball that he will throw about 75% of the time. As here comes the 0-2 to Jesus Bugarin. Friday night baseball game, 4 of 6 between Modesto and Fresno. Here's the pitch outside, the count at 1-2. As the Grizzlies trail 9-4, Modesto has 2 4-run innings so far. As here comes the 1-2, and Bugarin fly ball out to center field. Racing back is Washington Jr. He looks up and it's off the wall. Extra bases for Bugarin. He strides in a second with a leadoff double. Bugarin now 1-for-3, a double there. That's now 8 hits for Fresno. And here comes Daniel Amaral, who's 0-for-2. As that ball just stayed in, went off the center field wall. So now runner at second with no outs against Blake Townsend. Great piece of hitting right there for Bugarin with 2 strikes. Here's the pitch to Amaral, and Amaral looks to bunt, and he will foul it off. The count at 0-1. As you said, Blake Townsend, 22 years old, appearing in his 23rd game all out of the bullpen, a 2-3 record, with a 4.50 ERA with 1 save as well. 30 innings of work, 36 strikeouts. Count 0-1 to Amaral. Here's the pitch, and that is inside and in the dirt. The count now at 1-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Action now in the Grizzlies' pen. Looks like the right-hander Carlos Torres starting to get loose. 1-1. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off by Amaral. The count now at 1-2. Townsend high and away on that pitch. Blake Townsend pitched for 4 teams last year. ACL Mariners, Modesto, Everett, and Tacoma. Here comes the 1-2 and a breaking ball, and that's to the third base of Perez, and it gets under his glove. It looks like Perez misread it. Up to third, Bugarin. Now the real question is, did he touch it with his glove? And if so, that should be an error. If he didn't, maybe it's a base hit for Amaral. Either way, runners at the corners with no outs, and it's E.J. Andrews Jr. If we look at the replay, it just looked like Perez really never saw it. It's a single. Second hit for Fresno in the inning, 9 overall. And now E.J. Andrews Jr. 0-for-2 with a run scored. That was back in the fourth. As the Grizzlies trail 9-4, trying to cut into this deficit. As that is outside, the count at 1-0. They can cut into this 9-4 deficit. It'll be huge right here. So runners at first and third. Here's the pitch. And that is inside. It was the breaking ball from Townsend. The count now at 2-0. Townsend last year went 2-2 at his four stops. As here comes the 2-0. And that is outside. The count now at 3-0. As it looks like a right-hander is starting to get ready. I think that's Troy Taylor out in the Modesto pen. 3-0 to Andrews Jr. Here's the pitch. Outside, 4, and that loads the bases. So Amaral up to second. Andrews Jr. draws the first walk of tonight's game. We have 24 hits and one walk now. And with the bases loaded and nobody down, here is Gene Perez. 2 for 2. 2 singles. 1 RBI and a run scored. Here's the pitch to Perez, and that is in the dirt. The count at 1-0. Perez's batting average now up to 163. It has gone up 40 points over his last 2 games. He is now back-to-back multi-hit games. Looking for a big one here. Here comes the 1-0. And that is outside, and the count now at 2-0. And initially where the catcher Levins was set up, he had to go reach for that ball. Levins was set up on the inside part of the plate. And we'll go talk to Townsend. Count 2-0. And the Grizzlies, once again, this team does not back away from a challenge. 2-0, no outs, bases loaded for Fresno. They trail 9-4 here in the sixth. Here comes the 2-0 to Perez. And that is a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Perez had to get out of the way, and the count at 2-1. That is not a strike. That ball almost hit Perez. Count at 2-1 now. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off by Perez. The count now at 2-2. And Perez, again, had to challenge the inside part of the plate. As he fouls it off down the left field line. So 2-0, 2 now. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. But a big game going on right now here at Chichansey Park. Here comes the 2-2 to Perez. And he swings and misses on a ball in the dirt. Great pitch from Townsend for the first out. That's only the third strikeout for Fresno, but a big first out for Townsend. Bases loaded now for Dion Jorge. 2 for 3, a double and 2 runs scored. Jorge batting .358. As here comes the first pitch from the lefty in Townsend. And that is a called strike on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Jorge, a very good ball player. A lot of comparisons to Alexi Ramirez, as that is outside. And the count now at 1-1. Townsend looked like he clipped that part of the plate. As Javier Ramos starts to loosen down in the Fresno pen. Here's the 1-1, and that is just low, and the count now at 2-1. So Ramos in the Grizzlies' pen. Now action in the Modesto pen. Taylor was getting loose, but now a different right-hander starts to throw. Here comes the 2-1, and that's a called strike. Another good breaking ball from Townsend, 2-2. To Dion Jorge, the Grizzlies have the bases loaded here with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 2-2. And that is inside, 3, as Jorge skips out of the way. The count now full, nowhere to put Jorge. He will have to throw a strike right here. 3-0, 2. 1 out. As Chris Jefferson starts to loosen down in the Modesto pen. Here comes the 3-2. And that is called strike three on the inner part of the plate. Looked inside, and Jorge's out on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Townsend. And with two outs, here comes Cody Huff, and the bases are still loaded for Fresno. The Grizzlies have not had a grand slam this season. Cody Huff has three homers. Let's make it four right here. He's one for three, a single back in the first inning. Here comes the pitch from Townsend, and a breaking ball called a strike, and the count at 0-1. That looked outside. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Huff. And that's a line drive, base hit, no! Just foul down the left field line. They were looking for extra bases. Everyone was on the move there. The count now 0-2 to Huff as he will have to stay alive now. I think he might have broken his bat as well as he checks on his lumbar. And Townsend a strike away from getting out of the bases loaded jam. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Huff. And that is low in the dirt. The count at 1-2. And Huff watching it all the way. As Levin's good block right there. Runner at third is Bouguereau. The runner at second is Amaral. The runner at first is Andrews Jr. Back-to-back strikeouts for Townsend. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a high pop-up that's going to drift into foul territory, but playable for Perez, and he makes the catch, and the Grizzlies leave their bases loaded here in the sixth. We have the seventh, 9-4 Modesto. You'll see Grizzlies baseball. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the seventh inning, 9-4 Modesto leads Fresno. As Javier Ramos takes over for Wardo Fernandez, as the first pitch is a called strike to Tatum Levins, the count at 0-1. Javier Ramos appearing in his fourth game all out of the pen. No record, no ERA. He's got three innings of clean baseball so far as the 0-1 is outside. The count at 1-1. Ramos is 6'6", 210 pounds, 23 years old from Fort Smith, Arkansas. As that pitch is inside, the count now at 2-0. Ramos drafted in the 18th round by the Rockies in 2022. Now, the University of Oklahoma. Counted two balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and that is fouled off. The count now at 2-2. Be Levins, Levy, and Rodriguez for Modesto here in the top of the seventh as the Grizzlies trail 9-4. Three other games still going on. We're all in the top of the seventh inning in the California League. Here comes the 2-2 and a ground ball. This is the second baseman, Perez, over to first in time. It goes 4-3, and Levins is retired. He's now 2-for-4. As up steps Justin Levy, who's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Hummus Republic voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with two locations in Fresno. One right in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street, and one that just opened up on Palm and Knees next to GB3. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps, two Fresno locations. Find them on Instagram and Facebook, Hummus Republic Fresno, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's Press Box food here in the top of the seventh. As here comes the pitch from Ramos to Levy. And that is swung on a miss down in the zone. The count now at 0-2. And we'd like to thank Hummus Republic Fresno for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. The count is 0-2 from Ramos to Levy. As Chris Jefferson continues to lose and down in the Nuts bullpen. As that pitch is low, the count at 1-2. Here on July 21st. Here comes the 1-2. And it is fouled off by Levy, and we'll do it again with the same count. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball, game 4 of 6 between Modesto and Fresno. The Grizzlies and the Nuts have played a lot of really good games this season, a lot of 1 or 2 run games. And the Grizzlies still coming up with their 3 best innings this season to go. As the pitch is a check swing, he did go around, and Levy is out. 2 outs now as Ramos picks up the strikeout. 9 Ks for Fresno pitching. And with 2 outs, here's Brett Rodriguez, 2-for-3. An RBI single and a run scored back in the second inning. Rodriguez has made a couple great plays defensively as well. As he strides to the plate. Now batting 211. Here comes the pitch from Ramos, and it's fouled off, and the count at 0-1. Ramos, born into a sports family. His dad played college baseball, and his mom played college basketball, also at the University of Oklahoma. As here's the 0-1, this is a chopper, the shortstop. Jorge over to first, and it is low, but in time, and a 1-2-3 inning for Javier Ramos. We head to the bottom of the seventh. The Grizzlies trail 9-4. It's time for the comeback clause to come out. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th.
Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, 9-4. The Nuts lead the Grizzlies. As Bryant Bettencourt, who's 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch and an RBI, strides in against the new Modesto pitcher, right-hander Chris Jefferson, as the first pitch is laced foul down the right field line, the count at 0-1. So Jefferson takes over for Blake Townsend, who worked one inning. Modesto's lefty allowed two hits and one walk. He struck out two and left the bases loaded in the sixth. So now to Chris Jefferson, who had a really rough last outing against Modesto, as he will get an automatic ball called against him. The count now at 1-1 will pitch. Chris Jefferson back for his second year with Modesto. Here's the pitch to Bettencourt, and a high chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play for the second baseman. Rodriguez, the off-balance throw gets Bettencourt. It goes 4-3 for the first out. And here comes the DH, Jamari Baylor. 2-for-3, a double, and two RBI against Chris Jefferson. Christopher King Jefferson, 26 years old, 6'2", 200 pounds. He's from Pearland, Texas, went to New Mexico State. And here's the pitch to Baylor inside, the count at 1-0. Appearing in his 26th game all out of the bullpen. A 3-3 record, a 7.47 ERA. He has four holds and one save. As here comes the 1-0, and that is low. The count at 2 balls and no strikes. Jefferson pitched just the other night, where he allowed 4 runs in one inning. So here comes the 2-0, and that is low. The count at 3 balls and no strike. And the Grizzlies in innings 7-9, their most productive inning right here, the bottom of the seventh. The Grizzlies have scored 38% of their runs in their final 3 innings. Here's the pitch to Baylor, line drive, base hit to center. Baylor has a 3-hit game as he will reach there. A 1-out single for Jamari Baylor. And Fresno trying to get something going here in the seventh, their 10th hit. As Andy Perez, who's 0-for-3, will stride to the plate. Perez on a 9-game hit streak. Here in the bottom of the seventh. Glad you could join us. It's Chris Jefferson on the bump. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And that is outside. The count at 1-0 here to Andy Perez. Andy Perez, the youngest player on this Grizzlies roster. One homer, 36 RBI. Here comes the 1-0. And that is fouled off. The count at 1-1. From Chris Jefferson, who signed as a free agent by the Mariners back in 2021. As we said, 26 years old, 6'2", 200 pounds. Here comes the 1-1 to Andy Perez, and he will fly one foul towards the left side and out of play. The count now at 1-2. So 1-2. Runner first is Baylor, 1 out here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. Nice crowd on hand for Friday Night Baseball as everyone waits for Friday Night Fireworks presented by Hotel Piccadilly tonight. 80s night as well. Here comes the 1-2. And that's a chopper to the third baseman in Milcar Perez. The throw to first is low and is dug out by Moncada. Up to third goes Baylor as no one was covering third. It goes 5-3. And now Baylor all the way to third with 2 outs. And here's Jesus Bugreen, 1-for-3, with a double back in the sixth inning. As the Grizzlies trail 9-4, they would need an RBI single right here from Bugreen just to cut into this deficit just a little bit. Here comes the pitch from Chris Jefferson. And Bugreen looks at a ball in there. Ah, okay. That was a ball. It was a strike in there, I guess. Counted 0-1. Couple questionable pitches tonight. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball out to center field. Racing back is Washington Jr. He's at the wall. And did he catch it? No way he caught it. What a play from Washington Jr. to end the inning. And that will not score a run. We head to the top of the 8th. The Grizzlies trail by 5. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 9-4, Modesto leads Fresno. As Javier Ramos back out to take on Curtis Washington Jr. made a great catch in center field to end the inning. Washington Jr. 2-for-3, a run scored back in the sixth inning. As Ramos looking for another clean frame and looking for a career high in innings pitched as well. Here's the pitch from the right-hander. That's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. As Washington Jr. fouls that one off, the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Washington Jr. As Ramos looks in, here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and that is outside. The count now full 3 balls and 2 strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to come back in this one, they have 15 comeback wins in the seventh inning or later. A tall task at hand, trailing by 5. As the check swing is outside, ball 4, and a leadoff walk to Washington Jr., who's now reached base 3 times tonight. He's made a couple great defensive plays as well. That's the first walk by Fresno, as up steps Bill Knight, who has done a little bit of everything tonight. 2-for-4. He has a double, 2 RBI, and 2 runs scored. As here comes the pitch from Ramos. Long pause, here it is. And a ground ball up the middle, and it will get into center field. And Washington Jr. looking for 3. Here's the throw. It is offline, the tag, and he is safe. The speed by Washington Jr. is unreal as he gets to third. Bill Knight, the single, he gets the second on the throw. And now runners at second and third with no outs, and Josh Hood coming to the plate. Another hit for Modesto. That's now 16. Runners at first or second and third with no outs, and Josh Hood, who is 2-for-4, strides in. And the Grizzlies now in a load of trouble. As the infield playing halfway in. Here comes the pitch from Ramos. And that's in the dirt. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies have not allowed 10 runs in the month of July yet. They have allowed 9 tonight. I take that back. They allowed 11 against San Jose on July 7th. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies get 5 runs in the ninth inning in that game. And tonight now, a 4-run second and a 4-run sixth for Modesto, the difference. Here's the 1-1, and that is low. The count now at 2 balls and a strike. And again, Cody Huff making the block at the plate. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. A lot of close matchups tonight. Including a game that is tied in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the 2-1. And that is a ground ball. And 1-0 goes off the shortstop, Jorge, in a shallow center. Jorge couldn't hold on to it. And Hood will reach, and I believe that should be an error on Jorge as Knight gets the third. Washington Jr. scores a run as well. And just like that, it's 10-4, Modesto. 17 hits now as the Nuts all over tonight's scoreboard right now. It is E6 officially. Here's the pitch, and that is a ground ball, and the third baseman, and Perez, the off-balance throw, and they cannot get two. What a play from Perez on the backhand over to the other Perez at second for one. They do not get the double play as Davis will reach. So a fielder's choice. It does score another run. So it's now 11-4. So Davis reaches on the fielder's choice. And actually, no run scored on that play. The third baseman, Perez, he stopped Knight from scoring. So Hood is actually retired at second. There's one out now in the inning. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off by Moncada. Count now at 0-2. So the fielder's choice for Colin Davis does not net a run. And Hood was retired and went 5-4 on the fielder's choice. So runners at the corners as that pitch is swung on and missed. The strikeout of Moncada, actually. So two outs now. I believe the count was actually 0-2. We had 0-1 listed initially. Now that's a strikeout. So we're all over this inning, guys. That's the second strikeout for Ramos. So two outs now. Runners at first and third. And here's Milcar Perez. Here's the pitch from Ramos. That's in the dirt. The count at 1-0. So in this inning, we have one run that scored on one hit. There's also been one error as well. Runners at first and third with two outs. As Ramos trying to keep the damage to just one run. It is 10-4 Modesto. Here comes the pitch. And that's a fly ball out to center field. Bugarin racing in. And so does Amaral, the dive! And he makes the catch! No! It bounces away as Bugarin will throw it in. What a layout by the left fielder Amaral, and he comes up just short. So that is another RBI as Perez with the RBI single. Davis up to third. Knight comes in to score. Another hit, another run as well. That's now 11-4. With two outs, here's Levins. And that is swung on and missed. Modesto has 17 hits tonight. 11 runs. We have 27 combined hits in tonight's contest. And the Grizzlies trail by 7 runs now. Their biggest deficit they would have to come back from. As here's the 0-1. That's outside. The count at 1-1. Looks like Davis Palermo is in the Grizzlies bullpen. Here comes the 1-1. And that is swung on and missed. Good pitch down in the zone. The count at 1-2. So Modesto, another 2 runs. They have scored in 4 separate innings tonight. They have a hit in every inning but the 7th. Every batter has at least 1 single in tonight's contest. Here comes the 1-2. And it is called strike 3. And that will get out of the inning. Levin strikes out. 3 strikeouts for Ramos, but Modesto adds 2 more runs. We had the bomb in the 8th. 11-4 Modesto. You'll see Grizzlies baseball stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the 8th inning, 11-4. Modesto leads Fresno. Chris Jefferson back out for his second inning of work against Daniel Amaral, who's 1-for-3. Here comes the first pitch from Jefferson. It is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Modesto, 11 runs on 17 hits tonight. Fresno, 4 runs on 10 hits. Both teams have 1 error. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike. The count now at 0-2 to Amaral. With that being said, it's now time for scores around the league. Let's head over to the game that's headed to the 9th inning as the Quakes and the Storm are knotted up at 5. Here comes the 0-2 to Amaral, and that is a high chopper. The third baseman, Perez. Perez in foul territory. The throw is in time, and Amaral is out. It goes 5-3 for the first down. Here comes the right fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. has walked and scored a run as well. He's also reached on an error. So Rancho Cucamonga and Lake Elsinore tied at 5. Lake Elsinore had a 3-run third. Rancho Cucamonga had a 3-run sixth as both teams 2 more runs throughout the game. For Lake Elsinore, they have a home run from Samuel Zavala, his 3rd over the past 2 games. On the other side for Rancho Cucamonga, they have a home run from Lorenzo, his 15th. They also have a home run from Diaz, his 1st since joining the Quakes. As that's a called strike to Andrews Jr., quickly 0-2. So 5-5 in that game, they are headed to the 9th. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., swung on and missed. That's the 2nd out, and the 1st punch out for Jefferson. With 2 away, here's Gene Perez, 2-for-3. an RBI single and a run scored so far. As the Grizzlies trail 11-4. As Chris Jefferson looking for another clean inning. He'll come set. And here's the pitch. And that is outside. The count at 1-0. Let's head over to San Jose and Stockton, where the Giants lead the Ports 3-2 at Excite Ballpark. San Jose, two runs in the first. They added another in the fourth. The Ports scored both of their runs in the fourth as well. As that pitch is inside. The count now at 2-0 to Gene Perez. Home run from Andrew Cajal is second in the series. He's got five overall. Henry Bolte a double for Stockton. As Perez swings and misses, the count at 2-1. Davis Palermo down in the pen for Fresno. It'll look like it'll be his ninth inning. Count 2-1 to Perez. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. Count now at 3-2. So San Jose leads Stockton 3-2. And finally, let's head over to Inland Empire in Visalia, where the Rawhide, they just made a game, a one-run game. It's 9-8. 66ers up on the Rawhide, 9-8. As that pitch runs outside, full to Gene Perez, 3-2. The teams have combined for 17 runs on 22 hits. A home run from Contesello, his ninth. Here's the pitch, and Perez fouls it off. It will remain at 3-2. Contesello's ninth home run. Julio Carrion, a triple, and a double as well from Alvin Guzman. For Inland Empire, a great game for Watson Jr. Watson Jr. has two doubles and three RBI. Also a home run for Guzman and Gobble. The next opponent for the Grizzlies is the Inland Empire 66ers. Here's the 3-2 to Perez. And it swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. And the Nuts celebrating as they head off the field right there. We had the ninth. They lead the Grizzlies 11-4. You listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the ninth inning, 11-4, Modesto leads Fresno. As the first pitch from Davis Palermo is a called strike to Justin Levy. Levy 1-for-4, a single and a run back in the second inning. As Davis Palermo enters the game, here comes the 0-1. That is swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. Davis Palermo, a 1-2 record, a 4.23 ERA for the right-hander. Palermo is 6'4", 200 pounds, 23 years old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Palermo struck out three batters back on Wednesday. As here comes the 0-2, and that is outside. The count at 1-2. The former Tar Heel watched his former teammate, Shaden Peavyhouse, start for Modesto. Count at 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Palermo, and that is a fly ball out to right field, and it will go foul. The count remains at 1-2. We gave you the California League scores in the last half inning. Let's just round it out real quick. Inland Empire leads Visalia 9-8. That's in the top of the ninth. San Jose leads Stockton 3-2. That's in the bottom of the eighth. And Rancho Cucamonga and Lake Elsinore are tied at 5 in the ninth. As Levy swings and misses. And another strikeout for Palermo. All four batters he has faced in terms of outs have all been through the strikeout. One out in the inning. Here comes the second baseman in Brett Rodriguez. 2-for-4. An RBI single back in the second inning. Here comes the pitch outside. The count at 1-0. As Palermo looking for a 1-2-3 frame. Juan Burgo starts to loosen down in the Modesto bullpen. Modesto bullpen has been fantastic tonight. As that is outside a little bit low. The count at 2-0. Modesto, 17 hits tonight. Here's the 2-0, and that is apparently low. The count now at 3-0. Palermo just missing at the bottom of the zone. His fans waiting for Friday night fireworks. Something got away down in the bullpen over on the third base side. 3-0. Palermo comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it's outside, a one-out walk to Rodriguez, who's now reached base 3 times. Second walk issued by Fresno Pitching this evening. Now Curtis Washington Jr., who's had himself a game. 2-for-3, 2 singles, a walk, and 2 runs scored. He's also shown his defensive prowess out in center. As Modesto looking to add more runs here in the frame. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. The count at 1-0. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. If the Grizzlies have a miracle bomb the ninth inning, they could have a chance at a series win tomorrow. If not, the teams will be split going to Game 5, as that's a called strike. The count at 1-1. So count at 1-1. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-2. Tomorrow, Saturday Night Baseball, 6:50 p.m. first pitch. A great pitching matchup expected as well. The Grizzlies and the Nuts, they split their first series of the year, and then Fresno beat Modesto 5 out of 6 in their last series. That was in John Thurman Field. As that pitch is fouled off, the count now at 1-2 here to Washington Jr. But these teams right now headed for a split over the first 4 games. Fresno winning Tuesday, Thursday. Modesto winning Wednesday, Friday. Here comes the 2-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Washington Jr. down on strikes. 5 Ks for Palermo over his last 2 outings against the Modesto Nuts. And here comes Bill Knight, who has done a little bit of everything as well. 3-for-5. A 2 RBI double in the second. He has scored 3 times in this game. As the pitch is inside, called a strike. The count at 0-1. William Alistair Knight at the dish. Here comes the 0-1 from Palermo. And that's in the dirt, and it gets away from Huff. Up to second goes Rodriguez on the wild pitch. So runner at second with 2 outs. Count now at 1-1 as we have tonight's attendance. Tonight's attendance is 4,972. 4972. As here comes the 1-1. tonight as Palermo will come set. Here comes the pitch. And that is a called strike. It's now 1-2. Good fastball high in the zone from Palermo. The count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies have had their chances tonight. Here comes the 1-2. And that is called strike three. Palermo, six punchouts and two innings of work against Modesto in this series. We had the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies need 7 to tie, 8 to win. Let's see if they can do so. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. First pitch to Dion Jorge's inside. The count at 1-0. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning, 11-4 Modesto leads Fresno. As Juan Burgos takes over on the bump for the Modesto Nuts. Jorge 2-for-4 with two runs scored. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the ninth. Pitch to Jorge's line to right field. It will stay up for the right fielder Knight. For the first out. One away, and here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. Huff 1-for-4 with a single. As the Grizzlies two outs away. And the Nuts looking for a split over the first four games of this series. Tough night for Fresno pitching that's been outstanding in the month of July. As that is to the backstop, and the count at 1-0. Looked like it came off the glove of Levins from Juan Burgos. Burgos, a hard-throwing right-hander. Burgos, 6 feet, 175 pounds from Santiago, Dominican Republic. Here's the 1-0. That is high. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. So Grizzlies trying to put something together here. Even a couple runs give you some energy for tomorrow. Here comes the 2-0 now, and that is a called strike. The count now at 2-1. Fresno still the best record in minor league baseball in the second half at 17-4. Even with tonight going haywire, they still will have the best record, as that is a check swing called strike and the count at 2-2. And Huff didn't even look like he swung the bat on that one. So the count now at 2-2. The Grizzlies, even with a loss tonight, have a four-game lead over San Jose for the best record in the California League. As here comes the 2-2 to Cody Huff. Burgos, and it's inside. Did he go? And he did not that time. And the count now full 3-2. Very similar to the ball before. San Jose just beat Stockton 3-2. Cameron Cotter picked up his second save. The win to Esmerling Vinicio. The loss to Hoagland, Gunnar Hoagland. 3-2. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Down on strikes is Huff. First strikeout for Burgos. Second out of the inning. The Grizzlies down to their last out. As here's Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt 0-3 with a hit by pitch. He also has an RBI. As Burgos looking for a 1-2-3 frame. This bullpen's been fantastic for Modesto. Here's the pitch, and that's outside. The count at 1-0. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of tonight's game. Inland Empire leads Visalia 10-8. That's in the ninth inning. Also in the ninth, Rancho Cucamonga leads Lake Elsinore 6-5. They have the bases loaded, though. Looking at on runs. Here's the 1-0, and that's a strike to Betancourt. The count at 1-1. Bryant Betancourt. One homer, 37 RBI this season. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball foul. And the Grizzlies down to the last strike from Juan Burgos, who lost his hat once again. The count now at 1-2. Nice crowd on hand for 80s night, 70s night tomorrow. The Lowriders de Fresno will cruise to Chicchansey Park. Should be a great evening of fun. Hopefully you can join us. Here comes the 1-2 from Burgos. And that's a ground ball. The second baseman picked up over to first in time. And the Modesto Nuts beat the Fresno Grizzlies 11-4. We'll be back with a postgame right after this. Here's the Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Low, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back for the post-game show. A wrap-up of tonight's contest as the Modesto Nuts defeat the Fresno Grizzlies 11-4. The Grizzlies fall to 53-35 overall, 17-5 in the second half. Still the best record in minor league baseball in the second half. The Grizzlies have now dropped to 20-6 in their last 26 games, 30-9 in their last 39 contests. Fresno now 12-4 in the month of July. Final lines for Modesto. They are now 43-45, 9-13 here in the second half. Modesto, 11 runs on 17 hits, 1 error. They left 8 on base. For Fresno, 4 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. They had 8 on base. The winning pitcher is Chris Jefferson. He is 4-3. The loss to Caleb Franzen. He is now 2-3. There is no save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 40 minutes. That is the first 2:40 on the dot for time of game this season. And then in front of tonight's crowd of 4,972. 4,972 tonight's attendance. Let's go through the lines real quick for our box score. As the Nuts trailed 1-0 after Jamari Baylor, an RBI double in the bottom of the first, gave the Grizzlies an early lead. But Modesto, 4 runs in the second, an RBI single from Brett Rodriguez, a 2 RBI double from Bill Knight, and a balk scored the 4th run. Fresno, though, came roaring back, tying the game at four. They scored two runs in the third inning. Brian Bencourt, an RBI groundout. Jamari Baylor, an RBI single. And then Gene Perez, an RBI single, the fourth, tied the game up at four. But then it was all Modesto after that. Seven unanswered runs. Tatum Levin's an RBI single in the fifth. Then in the sixth, Colin Davis, an RBI single, two RBI single, and then Gabe Moncada, a two-run homer to right field. At that point, it was 9-4. And then in the eighth, Josh Hood, reached on a fielding error that allowed Curtis Washington Jr. to score. Milcar Perez, an RBI single as well. It was 11-4 at that point. And then for Modesto, when it came to their hitting, every batter had at least one hit. Almost every batter had two hits as well. Bill Knight, the top of the lineup, had three hits, two RBI, three runs. A big game as well for Curtis Washington Jr. He had two runs and two hits. Two RBI as well for Moncada and Colin Davis. Modesto did a little bit of everything. They had a lot of hits, 17 of them to be exact, on 11 runs. For Fresno, on the other side, two hits for Dion Jorge once again. Gene Perez, his second multi-hit game. Jamari Baylor leading the way with three hits and two RBI. The Grizzlies falling despite three doubles tonight. On the other side, a home run and a double. Only two extra base hits among the 17 for Modesto. So that ends it for tonight in terms of the offense. Pitching-wise for Modesto, it was a tough start for Shaden Peavyhouse. Four innings of work, seven hits, four runs, three earned. No walks, one K. And then after that, the bullpen was fantastic. Five scoreless innings. They allowed three hits and one walk. They struck out six combined. The Modesto bullpen, fantastic. Blake Townsend, he hit the bases low with no outs and got out of it with two punch-outs and a pop-up. On the other side for Fresno, tough night for Caleb Franzen. He picks up the loss. Five innings of work, 11 hits, five runs, all earned, no walks, five Ks. Eduardo Fernandez, an inning of work, he allowed four runs. Javier Ramos allowed two runs, one earned, over two innings of work. And then a clean frame for Davis Palermo in the ninth inning. He struck out three. So Grizzlies fall tonight 11-4. The series now tied at two games apiece as we head to game five tomorrow, Saturday Night Baseball at 6:50 p.m. It's 70s night and Lowriders Day Fresno night. A great pitching matchup as well as Modesto goes to the right-hander Michael Morales, a 4-4 record, a 4.89 ERA, the 20-year-old in his second season with the Nuts. For Fresno, they go the left-hander Albert Pacheco, a 3-1 record, a 4.26 ERA. The hard-throwing 20-year-old as well gets the ball for the Grizzlies. So great pitching matchup tomorrow between Morales and Pacheco. That will wrap it up for tonight as the Grizzlies fall by a final of 11-4. Fresno still the best record in the second half in minor league baseball. A big thank you to our partners, Verge, for putting on tonight's broadcast, to Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Science and Graphics, Hummus Republic, Manco Abbott Lou Provence Apartment Homes, Express Furniture Rental, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.